Planet Nine, Planet X, Nibiru, if you want to call it that, might actually be a thing. You know, who knew? So this ghostly solar system planet has been bolstered by an asteroid discovery, all right? So, you know, of course, some people are kind of taking the sensational route and trying to say, see, this is Planet Nine, this is Planet X, this is Nibiru, whatever. But because for years, the theories of a ninth planet, which some might call Pluto, but theories of this of a ninth planet that's sitting beyond the orbit of Pluto have been doing the rounds. So astronomers across the globe have been searching for a planet with little to no success. However, just recently, a group of researchers discovered a piece of evidence indicating that the ghostly world could actually be hiding in the farther reaches of our solar neighborhood. So the evidence, as a report from Quanta magazine points out, is a space rock with a weird orbital nature. So nearly all space objects lie on the same plane of the solar system and can be seen from different telescopes and observations. And, you know, it's because it's spinning, so of course it's all going to kind of balance out and even out. However, this newly discovered object, and they're calling it, because they're so good with naming these things, 2015 BP519, it just rolls right off the tongue and into your heart. But it was spotted in a region above this, the plane that, you know, most of the solar system lies on. Something that the researchers did not expect to see in the data collected for the Dark Energy Survey, which aims to assess dynamics of the expansion of the universe. So according to researchers, the object ended up in that region due to its elliptical orbit around the sun. So this object's orbit is 54% tilted with respect to the plane of the solar system, though not many details about the object or its journey are available. The group, which modeled its movement, posits the radius of its orbit could fall anywhere between the 35 to 862 times the radius of Earth's orbit around the sun. Man, they really don't. That's the gap, 35 times to 862 times the radius. They couldn't narrow it down anymore. I guess they really don't know much about it yet. But the group, led by University of Michigan graduate student Juliet Becker, observed the object, tracked its movements, and ran simulations to understand its origin story. But so far, nothing can explain how it got its really weird orbit. They needed a source that might have influenced its journey along, you know, in the long term, which is exactly where the theory of the ninth planet comes in. This hypothesized Planet Nine, which could be 10 times the mass of the Earth and 20 times further from the sun than even Neptune, explains the strange orbital path of this object. So they're not saying that this object is Planet Nine, but this object could be evidence of a Planet Nine, or a Planet X or whatever. So their simulations made complete sense on including the ninth planet and suggested the strong pull of this ghostly world might have dragged the object away from the plane of the solar system. So even though this Planet X hasn't been observed or measured in any way, this object, this asteroid or whatever, 2015, whatever they call it, its strange orbital pattern being so skewed from the normal orbital plane of the rest of the solar system could be caused by a large planet out in the farthest reaches of the solar system. So when they ran simulations, that's what made sense. You know, that could be the source. So that said, this discovery bolsters the Planet Nine theory, but can't be considered as firm evidence of another planet hiding in our solar system, at least not yet. So co-author of the study, David Gerdes, told Quanta magazine, quote, "It's not proof that Planet Nine exists, but I would say there's presence of an object like this in our solar system bolsters the case for Planet Nine," end quote. And it's also worth noting that astronomers are dubious about the new theory, mainly because the history of our solar system and the first planets have only been a mystery. You know, we don't really know much about it. And as the report noted, there are many possibilities for this case, such as the push from dwarf planets or stars among which the sun was born. Now, the RXIV, ARXIV, I never know how to say that, ARXIV, but the preprint of the paper titled Discovery and Dynamical Analysis of an Extreme Trans-Neptunian Object with a High orbital inclination is available online. So just Google that, I guess. But it's available online now if you really want to get into the science of it. So, I mean, it's really interesting. You know, the Planet X stuff has been going on for quite a while, and I didn't really know what to do with it. But now that there's, again, it's not proof, but now that there's at least some type of scientific evidence, and again, it's not something that I denied, or it's not something that I interviewed Mark Holmes about it, and I think I sent an interview request to Gil Brassard to talk about it because it's interesting. I just got tracked on other things and I kind of forgot about it until today. So that's really interesting, but I'm interested to know what you think. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.